This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. House votes this week to stop hidden abortion fees by insurance companies operating under the protection of Obamacare. The bill would remove the conflict between Obamacare and existing federal laws forbidding federal abortion funding. Sentencing John Weldon to prison for nearly 14 years, U.S. District Judge Richard Lazara made a distinction between Mr. Weldon not being an evil person, but nevertheless doing an evil act for which he would have to pay. Weldon is the man who last March wanted his girlfriend to have an abortion. When she refused, he found a creative way to give her an abortion pill in place of an antibiotic. Their child died. This is Life News Radio.
It is no mere optimism for us to think well of these times for the right to life. In tough times, in times like this, people hear your appeal, your rationale in defense of the right to life, and it's working. Don't you think it's interesting that polls now find more and more Americans calling themselves pro-life? Perhaps even more remarkable is that more people, especially young, are avoiding the pro-choice label. Be informed, be ready, and be bold in telling others that you are pro-life.
In other headlines, after a judge Friday sidestepped Texas law and ordered a hospital to remove life support that would kill an unborn child and its mother, no one was left to appeal or uphold Texas law. Now we know that Marlys Munoz and her child died Sunday morning. The situation is sparking debates even within the pro-life community. And Wesley Smith is pointing out that a Catholic philosophy professor is essentially calling on Pope Francis to agree with Peter Singer and promote abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.